Good afternoon. Welcome to Brewing Faith. We will get started in just a moment here. Thank you, Brother Fishburn, for being on. Just a moment. God bless you all. Amen. Well, good to have everyone listening today, or if you're listening on the podcast later, thank you for tuning in. We have Brother Fishburn with us today, and Mariah is done with all her goals. I think Noah is done too, but he's out. He's working right now, cleaning Sunday school rooms, so maybe he's coming up. I think I heard somebody coming up. And then we have two prophets with us here today, Isaiah and Ezekiel, and they're wanting to prophesy something. I don't know. Maybe they might. I think they said they wanted to be the silent prophets today. So they're shaking their head. Yes. Good to have the Fishburn family with us this week for revival. God has been doing great things. Excited. Had 82 in church on Sunday. Man, God is good. Looking forward to revival tonight. Want Brother Fishburn to give us a word for Brewing Faith today. And looking forward to the word. Brother Fishburn, take your liberty. And speak to us, Jesus' name. Sir.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with everybody today. And there have been some things that God has been dealing with me about. We preached about it a little bit on Sunday night. So for those of you that were here on Sunday night, some of this might sound familiar. But if we begin reading in the book of Genesis, we realize as we study the book of Genesis that it is the book of beginnings. And so there are things that are laid out, that are spoken about in the book of Genesis that we see repeated throughout Scripture. And one of those things is that God created his people to have dominion, to have complete and total dominion of spiritual things, but that also carries over into our natural earthly life. We think of the story of Noah and the ark. And I know we've got one Noah who's down doing some work, but the Noah who became a shipbuilder, we see the ark that he built, and it had three levels, and there's typology, types and shadows there of the ark being the church, and the ark saved him and his household. And we can see repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost correlated there with Noah's saving of his family, or God saving Noah's family, rather. And we see that this ark protected Noah and his family from the flood. It didn't stop the flood, but it provided them a way of escape, provided them a way out. And the ark lifted, it rose on the water. It was in the midst of the storm, but it wasn't overcome by the storm. And so we find that he spends 120 years building this ark. And when the flood ends, the water recedes, the ark rests on the top of the mountain. God tells Noah to go out and essentially to take dominion. And so when we look at the New Testament believer, we find, okay, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost gets me into the church. Right. Like Jesus told Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom, you cannot enter the kingdom except you be born again of the water and of the Spirit. That gets us into the kingdom, but that's not where we stop. That can't be where we stop.
Right.
It's essential. We can't ignore it. In fact, we need it in order to make it to heaven. But we have to continue moving forward in everyday action, in every day of living for God. I'm going to discipline my flesh to pray, to read the Word of God. I'm going to fast on a regular basis because God wants us to have complete and total victory. And like we preached on Sunday night, we see it in the book of Exodus repeated. The children of Israel are delivered from Pharaoh and his army. Egypt has always been a type of the world. They're delivered from that by walking through the Red Sea, the Spirit of God leading them. Again, we find repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost typed and shadowed there. But then God tells the leaders, he said, there's also going to be nations there that I'm going to leave because I don't want the beasts of the field to come in and overcome the promise. The promise is there. I've created that land for you. And I believe, Brother Pearson, that God has places in mind that he has designed specifically for us.
Right, right.
He wants us to have complete and total victory.
I believe that.
But it takes us not only being satisfied with the initial salvation experience. We got to live in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We've got to continue walking in the Holy Ghost every day of our lives. And as we pray, as we read the Word of God, as God begins to speak into our heart and in our minds, we continue to progress out from that initial salvific experience to really see what is the breadth and the depth, the height, the width of the kingdom of God. How much can we experience in the kingdom of God as Spirit-filled believers? I believe that God has designed us to have dominion. So to encourage those who, and they may feel like, I don't know if I'm ever going to see it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So we're brewing faith today. We're brewing faith.
Right.
And our faith gets stirred up when we come to church. When we worship God together. When we shout together. When we preach together. Because preaching isn't just something that's done from behind the pulpit, but the people can experience that as well as they work in tandem with the ministry, that God can begin to move and God can begin to expand our faith as we operate together.
Right. Yes.
And I don't know if that's, if you have anything you want to chime in there.
You know, I just speaking of having dominion, and I absolutely 100% agree, Brother Fishburne. I believe in we live in complete victory.
Absolutely.
That's what God desires. And I don't think it's a pipe dream.
No.
It's reality.
Yes.
And I don't know why, but and I've been preaching on Tuesday nights last few weeks about being a Book of Acts church.
Yeah.
And when you were talking, I was thinking of Acts chapter 16. Of Paul and Silas.
Absolutely.
You know, they got thrown in jail, beaten. It's like, oh man, what are we going to do? They had dominion. They said, you know what? We're going to praise God. And you know what happened? There was an earthquake. So, you know, that's dominion.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to stop
the
kingdom of God.
Right.
You can put us in prison. You can... We can face trials, but we Paul and Silas, to me, you just see Paul and Silas had dominion.
They do.
And
it wasn't just spiritual dominion, but it was correlated then in the natural. They felt it in the natural.
Yes.
Because they were spirit-filled men of God.
Yeah.
They were able to pull that in to the natural.
Yeah, and they had joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had joy.
When they shouldn't have had joy.
They're in the natural, or the world, be like, what in the world?
Right.
And then they had revival, too.
Absolutely.
They had revival. And
absolutely.
So it's like, sometimes we can think, oh, man, I just got to survive.
Right. No.
You know what? Yes, I'm going to survive, but I'm going to have revival at the
revival.
Same time.
That's right.
Amen. That's dominion. Right.
Dominion.
I still remember, and the church has heard this, and I'll quit. Brother Fishburne taught today, but he's got my mind a going. And I remember when our roof was collapsing in our fellowship hall, and contractor set up to $75,000. We got a $300,000 loan, and I'm thinking, how are we going to do this, God? And I remember Ezekiel, Isaiah, I was in the sanctuary praying, and I was kind of patting myself on the back like, oh, man, this is going to be difficult. And But we'll get through it, God, because I'm so good, you know. Yeah. I'm not going to give up. But I was feeling sorry for myself.
Of course.
What I was getting ready to go through. And God spoke this word to me, Brother Fishburne. He said, I'm going to bless you in the middle of this.
Yeah.
And I still remember what? You're going to, yeah. And I mean, it was very clear. He said, I'm going to bless you in the middle of this.
Believe it.
And here we are today. We got a brand new roof on there. Our church is paid off.
Awesome.
And God blessed us. And then COVID happened. And
right.
And God just brought us through. Yeah. He's an amazing God. Isaiah, Ezekiel, you got anything to say?
I don't think so.
Okay. Amen.
Awesome.
Good to have them with us.
Good to be here.
Mariah, you got something to say?
Oh.
She brought her Bible.
Oh, that's awesome.
She brought her Bible to Brewing Faith.
She's ready.
Thank you, Brother Fishburne, for giving us faith today. Amen. Build our faith.
That's right.
And look forward to revival. Invite somebody to church tonight. Let's have revival in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. And we will see you tomorrow at 1:30. God bless you all in Jesus' name.